I mean, by the time this comes out, you'll have been sentenced.
I don't know currently as of right now, but it won't be that much longer.
You have some downtime. Learn to play the guitar.
I like chess.
Tons of guys. Listen, they play chess in prison. Like, you've never played chess like this. Like chess to me is a game of kings. It's a sophisticated game. It's a game of rules and it's a game played by the upper echelon of society. That's not how it's played in prison. In prison, these dudes, they move boom, oh, yeah, I got you, bitch, bro. I got you, bitch. And then, what you gonna do now? I'm in your house. What you gonna do? You ain't gonna do shit. That's right. Oh, I mean, you're like, I don't know how you take that game and make it aggressive.
But everything is, I assume, aggressive in jail, though. Everything.
It's not to be. Listen, you'll get a group of guys. Like, you know what it's like? Like, it's like being a non-enemy combatant, right? Like, in a war zone. So you're just like a guy that lives in this town where these guys are shooting each other. you hope you don't get shot.
I live in Ukraine.
Exactly. And you're just trying to go to your job and make bread. I'm just trying to go to the bakery and make some bread today. These guys are shooting. I had to stand over here while they shot, and they blew that up. I got to go home. I can't make it there today. I'll go tomorrow. And then you go tomorrow, and you have a good day. You work 3 days in a row, and you're good. And then one day you're walking home from work, and two guys are shooting each other. Only in prison, they're just stabbing each other or getting into a fight. And you walk by, and you go, and you will become kind of desensitized. I remember one time. I just gotten to the low. I was at the medium, and I had just gotten to the low. Maybe I'd been there 2-3 weeks. This guy's name is Kiki. You're going to meet about 50 guys. Well, you got 10 years. Are you taking the drug program?
Yeah, I qualify for RDAP because of cocaine use.
Right. So, you'll get get the judge to recommend it. You'll get a year off for that. You'll get good time.
Do they ever give you halfway house, or is that just bullshit?
No, you'll get halfway house. You'll probably get 6 months to a year halfway house. You know, you're literally, you're whittling, like you'll end up doing whatever, 6 years. So let's say you do the 6 years. You're going to, in that time period, you're going to meet about 50, 60 guys named Kiki. So you're going to meet some pookies. But anyway, what happened, one time I had just walked in my cell, and this guy, this big black guy named Kiki, was kind of walking down the hallway, right, and walked right in front of my cell and dropped dead of a heart attack. Boom.
My God.
And how old was he? He was young. He was like 30 something.
Was he doing drugs?
He'd been to medical several times over the last few days, complaining about chest pains. And they kept saying, come Monday. Got to come back Monday. So he died, like Saturday, I think it was like Friday or Saturday. So, you know, it was just inconvenient for them to look at him because of the chest pain. You know, it's the weekend. So Kiki died and hit the ground, boom, died and slid about a foot. And I remember looking down and thinking, like, he was right in front of my cell. I thought, fuck, they're going to lock this whole place down and I'm going to be stuck in my cell for the next all night. I better go get some coffee. So I stepped over Kiki's body, walked down the hallway, went and heated up some water in the microwave, and stood there. And by that point, they called medical and they'd come running up. They got there pretty quick, but Kiki was definitely dead when he hit the ground. So they put him on a stretcher. Kiki was a big guy. So it took like four of them to pick him up and bring him down. As soon as they got him out there, they, you know, locked down. And so I walked in my room and drank my coffee, and then I kind of was sitting there drinking my coffee, and I was thinking, did I just step over a guy's dead body to go and get some coffee? Like, you're a cold motherfucker. I was like, that's nothing. Like, nobody shedded a tear for Kiki. There were guys that were walking around like, damn, Kiki dead, man. I've known him 10 years. Kiki made the best pizza. It was like, he's just upset because his pizza partner is gone. There'll be another Kiki. So there's going to be another Kiki. Yeah, it's you're going to get desensitized. I remember one time this guy, there was commotion. People are screaming and hollering and running around. You could tell when something happened because people are trying to heat up coffee and borrow stuff from other cells because they, you know, you're going to get locked down. Like something had happened in the rec yard and they were screaming lockdown. And this guy comes running over and he goes, "Cox, Cox." And I go, "Yeah, what's up?" And he said, "Yo," he said, "my cellie just got stabbed in the rec yard." And I said, "Are you telling me that there's a two-man room available?" Because that means that he's at stab. They're going to move him. He's going to shoe at least. So I now know there's a two-man cell that has one bunk available. And he goes, "Yeah, bro." And he hands me a cop out and says, "Fill it out right now. Stick it under the counselor's door before we get locked down." So I filled it out, stuck it under the counselor's door, ran back to my cell. And by the time we got out, like the next day, I had a new cell.
Were you in a cell alone prior to that?
No, I was in a three-man cell at that time.
Oh, God.
So I was going from a three-man cell to a two-man cell. There's no one-man cells. You're going to be like, this is like, you hear that and you're like, that's horrible. But I mean, that's just, it's a survivor mentality. But, you know, once you get into, you'll get a little job, you'll get a bunch of buddies that you hang out with. When you get there, do not tell them, "Oh, I'm here for a computer crime." No,
they're going to think I'm a chomo.
Yeah, you're a soft white guy. Yeah, bad idea. It's going to go bad. And even what's so funny about that is I've known guys that have done that or not told people what they're there for. Like they'll say, they'll go, "Oh, my lawyer said not to talk about my crime." And guys, wait, immediately.
Do you guys not have your jackets in federal?
No. No, you're going to get there with nothing. Well, you can mail off for your pre-sentence report. You can try and have it mailed in, but a lot of times they won't mail it in. Like they'll catch it. Now, listen, I've had mine mailed in twice. It got in both times. But sometimes they'll catch it and they'll say, "Hey, you can't have this. We're mailing it. We're throwing it away."
So they'll tell you you can't have it. How do people like join gangs and everything then if there's no like the verification process?
I mean, you figure out a way to get it in. Like you have somebody shuffle up the papers or mail in a couple pages here. 2 days later, they mail in three or four. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can get it in.
Okay.
But you can't just mail it in like just in an envelope that says PSR on it. That's never going to happen. That's probably not going to happen.
So, I mean, that's going to be my application for the Aryan Brotherhood. So, I mean, I need to get it in somehow.
When you said gang, I was thinking there's not going to be any gangs. Like you're going to a low. There may be gangs, but you're certainly not going to have to be a part of a gang. Like, "Hey, you ready? You want to join the woods?" "Yeah, I'm good, bro." "I'm good." "Who's going to protect you?" "Come on, man. Stop it."
How segregated is it in federal prison? Like, can you just like to...
I mean, it if it was a pen or something, it would be. But even then, they'll mix a little bit. You know, they'll talk, they'll this or that, but they don't really want to share things. It's not like you're going to a pen in California.
No.
In state. You're going to a federal, probably going to a federal low. And that low is going to be, it's going to be soft. There are going to be some guys that are walking around acting like it's a tough place. But no, everybody kind of thinks they're a joke. Like, "All right, yeah, I get it. It's, yeah, we, you know, everybody's a stand-up guy." But, you know, really, you have to kind of know, like, look, if there's, I used to say this all the time at the low. I, you know, guys would be talking about, "Oh, that guy over there, bro. I heard he snitched on this guy. I heard he snitched on that guy." And they'd be looking at, I'd look over at the guy and I'd be like, "That guy over there? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay." And I'd say, "Well, hey, I have a question for you. You guys good at math?" And they'd be like, "Well, I'm all right. Why?" I go, "Well, let's assume that 90% of people cooperate. And get
more, it's even more than that.
I know it's higher than that." And they'd be like, "All right." And I'd say, "So if 90% do cooperate," I said, "so let's go ahead." I said, "And there's 160 guys in this unit. That means that, you know," and I said, "that means that you've got out of this unit, out of 150, 160 guys, you've essentially got," I think it ends up being whatever, it's like 106 guys. I'm like, "So there's 100 and, I'm sorry. There's 16 guys in this unit. 16 guys in this unit that didn't cooperate. And they're all like, so there's five guys standing around me. And they're like, right, right. I'm like, we can exclude some of those guys immediately because some of those guys went to trial. So they didn't have an option to cooperate because they went to trial. So we know who they are. And I could just name them, right? Red Bull, so-and-so, W, but and we'd name them off. You'd name off like 10 guys, 11 guys. And I go, so that means that there's five guys in this unit, five, that didn't cooperate and didn't go to trial.
And have the most time out of everybody.
Right. Well, and I would look and I'd look at the guys around me and I'd say, I'll bet it's you guys, isn't it? I'll bet it's you guys. What are the chances that all five of those guys are standing right here?
What does Shakespeare say? Thou doth protest too much.
Exactly. Listen, yeah. And that's what it is. So, you know, like even getting in that conversation is just so much silly. Like I didn't partake in the the politics of who did what or this guy or it's like, look, I'm getting a routine down. I'm gonna find something to do that I enjoy doing every day. I'm gonna get a group of guys that I like talking to. I'm gonna get a routine. I'm just gonna go through the motions and whittle this time away. And I did, and honestly, this is gonna sound horrible, but for what it is, taking into consideration, it was prison, but for what it was, it was a good experience. It was the best experience that you could have had. So for me, I had the best experience given the situation for what I could have had. And in a lot of ways, I look back on it and I think it was a good part of my life. Like I wouldn't want to redo it, but for what it wasn't horrible. So
okay, I see where you're coming from. I see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
How many people tried hitting you?
Tried what?
Because I could tell you're very witty. So there would be a giant brutish dude who's saying something stupid, and then you're like,
"Oh, that happened.
Shut up."
That happened several times. Yeah, I got nutted up a few times. Like literally, I realized going in, it was like I can either make smart ass cracks and get slapped every once in a while, or I can just keep my mouth shut for the next 20 something years. And I went, yeah, I'm not going to do that. Like I'd rather just take an ass beating every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So I was probably really, there was only one time a guy actually physically I want to say he punched me. He bitch slapped me from behind. Cause you know what I'm saying? He walked up behind me and went bam and just hit me. Cause I mouthed off to him. And I had another guy one time that poked me in the eye, but he was mentally off. Like he couldn't be in the regular unit. They kept him in the shoe and I was in the shoe with him. I didn't realize he's crazy. So other than that, I really didn't have any issues.
Okay. So, luckily, I'm a bigger guy, so I don't think people are going to just come screw with me.
Right. Well, and the other thing is, honestly, like I don't know if you've ever watched any of my stuff, but literally, if you get stabbed in federal prison, you pretty much had it coming. Like yeah, you did course, something. You did something. Like people think someone randomly ran up and did something. No. You ran up a debt, or you gambled and ran up a debt, didn't pay. You can run up store debts. Like guys will have stores. They'll sell stuff out of their locker. Like they'll keep extra commissary in their locker. Alert so you
from calendar.
Oh, sorry.
What are they called? They're called the shopmen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you can do that, you know, and people will run up a debt and not pay, and then they'll be like, "Yeah, what you gonna, wait, you know, what are you gonna do?" And it may be some old man who's not scared of. He'll have somebody just come beat your ass, like, you know. So, or you talk shit about people, you start mouthing off about people or spreading rumors. That'll catch up with you. Like there's lots of things that will catch up with you. So you know, you don't talk about people, you don't run up debts, be polite to everybody. You'll be fine. You'll be in a low. You're a big guy. You know, you're going to be, it's going to be, you're going to meet a bunch of people that you're like, I can't believe I'm talking to this guy right now. I cannot believe, like, you're going to want to say, almost stop the guy and go, bro, I can't believe I'm talking to you right now. You're insane. but don't.
I've already been there in the holding cell. Yeah. That dude was talking about. He's like, they're gonna turn me into the next JFK. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't know what that means. I'm
scared. You know what his charge was too?
What?
He tried burning his school to the ground. They caught him trying to burn a high school to the ground, and he got a federal arson charge.
What an idiot. Yeah, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right.